from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian and Russian jet fighters bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern section of Aleppo in Syria on Sunday, just hours before the United Nations Security Council was set to discuss the wave of violence engulfing the city. The attackers pounded the city's residential communities, where an estimated 250,000 people live. The airstrikes flattened buildings and left streets filled with debris and chunks of concrete. The assault included missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire. Stefan de Mistura is the special UN envoy for Syria, and he spoke before the Security Council.
The one constant in this violently unpredictable conflict is that neither side will win, and therefore both ultimately will lose. And above all, Syrian people are going to lose, and they are losing their lives day by day.
The United States and its European allies say the burden is on Russia to stop the fighting, urging Moscow to take extraordinary steps to support a cessation of hostilities in Syria. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina Saturday show a deadly confrontation between police and Keith Lamont Scott, a 43-year-old black man who was shot to death Tuesday, triggering riots in North Carolina's largest city. The two videos from body cameras and dash cameras from officers confronting Scott were released Saturday after days of calls by protesters to make the footage public. One of the videos shows Scott getting out of his car and turning to his left, standing in the parking lot for about 3 seconds before he's shot and seen falling to the ground. This is VOA News.